farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Agriculture Ministry detects frosty pod rot disease that affects cocoa. Stay with us to hear more. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
The Agriculture Ministry is appealing to cocoa farmers and others who see any symptoms resembling frosty pod rot to report it immediately to the relevant authorities. These include the Cocoa Industry Board at 923-6411, RADA at 977-115-8262, the Ministry's Research and Development Division at 983-2267, or the Plant Quarantine Protection Unit at 588-5844. The disease was detected in Clarendon following tests by the Plant Quarantine Unit and confirmation from the Diagnostic Lab of Center Agriculture and Biosciences International, CABI, based in the United Kingdom. The highly contagious disease is caused by a fungus that damages cocoa pods and the seeds they produce. Rotting occurs within 3 months. The disease is primarily spread by the spores of the pod. However, human activity can spread the disease over long distances. Chief Plant Quarantine Officer, Plant Quarantine Unit, Sunny Wilson, says the spores can also be dispersed by water or physical disturbance of the pod.
The spores of the frosty pod can actually be spread by human clothes, hair, etc. It can actually be spread by wind because it's a spore. But at this time, we are doing our investigation to determine what was the actual pathway for it to have entered into Jamaica.
Young pods of the crop will show light yellow swellings, sometimes becoming distorted. The seed mass may also become soft and watery. Older pods show generally large, dead, dark brown spots with irregular borders. Partial or total premature ripening will occur and the seeds become reddish brown. As the disease progresses, most of the dead or necrotic surface becomes covered by a whitish fungal growth. Between 70 and 80% of production could be destroyed, resulting in devastating effects on the industry that produces one of the top 5 fine-flavored cocos in the world. The Agriculture Ministry and the Cocoa Industry Board, with support from the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA, are putting measures in place to assist cocoa farmers across the island. ICA representative to Jamaica, Dr. Elizabeth Johnson, says the disease can be controlled.
There are a number of options. However, we need to first have a good and a clear picture of what we're dealing with to put the appropriate action in place.
The ministry has allocated $150 million over the next 3 years to eradicate the disease. Cocoa growers are being asked to send pictures via WhatsApp Messenger to 435-5828.
We are therefore appealing to our cocoa farmers, farmers of other produce, and the public at large to join us in combating this disease.
Minister of Agriculture Carl Samuda. Once again, numbers to call to report suspected infections of frosty pod rot are the Cocoa Industry Board at 923-6411, RADA 977-115-8262, the Ministry's Research and Development Division at 983-2267, or the Plant Quarantine Protection Unit at 588-5844. And now for our Jamaican Saying of the Day. Hungry man say kin have joint. Translation: a hungry man says Cain doesn't have joints, and this means beggars can't be choosers. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.